Every time I look at a woman, I have to think over that perspective. Like, if I had a kid with her, would I be proud to have that kid with her? And if not, then you can't be having sex with her. And if you are, you got to stay protected. And if you're not, you shouldn't be doing it, period.
Yeah, I love this advice, man. Standards can really save your life. See, being picky about who you lay down with, yeah, it's very important. Even when I was young, I was never a fan of just random bedroom fun with random chicks. If I got to that point with you, it was because I actually liked you and thought you was a cool, good person. I wasn't into just having one night stands with any chick who was willing to do it with me. And you shouldn't either. Don't be that type of guy. It can have terrible, terrible consequences. Your life could get ruined. I'll make an exception this time, but usually I don't take advice from grown men with teddy bears on their jacket. But I'll make an exception this one time. This says, if I got paid every time someone told me I can quit and they'll take care of me. And where does she work? Happy World? What the heck do HW stand for? If a six is getting a bunch of offers to get taken out of there and get taken care of, can you imagine what an 8 or 9 get? How many offers like that an 8 or 9 get? I mean, if you're working at Waffle House, I'm surprised you're turning all of them down. These dudes must be really ugly. Or maybe you just want to maintain your independence, or maybe you know they just capping. They just saying they'll take you out of here and take care of you, but after they hit, they'll just kick you to the curb. I can't imagine too many women turning down this offer if they felt like the guy was really being sincere and had it like that and would take care of her and hold her down and make sure she got a spot, money in her pocket. So she could just be lying for the talk. Capping for the talk. That might be a new series I need to make.
What's the raunchiest thing you've done?
My first time at a strip club in Montreal, and I went back for private dance with a stripper, and we fucked.
Stripper.
And he fell in love with me and came to Toronto to be with me.
Is he still with you?
No.
What happened?
Too Quebecois, too much French.
Does it speak English?
He doesn't speak any English at all.
So how long did that last?
3 months, I would say, yeah.
You kicked him out. You're like, too much French.
Too much French, and he was too in love.
Okay, I'm assuming that's her boyfriend standing next to her, just based on that extremely awkward look on his face. Can you imagine being this guy having to stand there and listen to her go on about effing a stripper at a party and him falling in love? You deserve better, light skin, bro. You deserve better. You can get better. But see, when a guy don't believe he can get better, that's when he tolerates any and everything. FYI, guys, if you ever out with a chick and you get stopped by one of these street interviewers, just keep it pushing. Nothing good is going to come from it. And it's a really good chance you're going to get embarrassed. Especially if you're walking around with a harlot. Like this one. And what the hell does she have on? Never mind.
To sit there and act like you don't judge men based on how successful they are in life, you're just fine.
This. Until that video of me, when I make a UPS, went crazy, women would never come towards a UPS man's direction. And it was disgusting the amount of comments I saw. Oh, so that means I gotta give you the UPS guy a chance. Then that means I gotta date a UPS guy. Oh, my husband's UPS wife, a UPS guy. He made me a housewife. I'm like, dude, like all y'all women care about is money, bro. Like, get the. Like, y'all don't understand how much my DMs were blowing up with a bunch of gold digs. Like, women over here talking about, oh, when are we gonna go to Cabo? When are we. Like, bro, you would not have been in my DMs talking about nothing like that if it wasn't for what I told you.
Look, it's in a woman's DNA to be a gold-digging prosty. Because all women want a strong man who can provide and protect, and in return, he gets bedroom fun from her. That's their biological imperative, is to find a man that can take care of them financially. So yeah, don't be shocked. They all want a man who's making six figures. They don't care about you as a person. It's all about what you can do for them. Get over it. Move on.
That's how you know you got on train right there. Where are you supposed to be at? Huh? By my side. At all times.
The matching clothes make me sick. I don't want that bee by my side all the time. Go shop for something else. I need a peace of mind and walk around Walmart in peace. Now, I don't know about training a chick like a dog. That may be a little bit too far, but yeah, it's best to have a woman in check all the way. Complete submission, or it ain't worth it. Because anything other than that, she's going to ruin the relationship with her disrespect.
Just like you beta males ruin it for the rest of us guys in this world, simping, going in a girl's DMs, telling her how beautiful she is every day, right? Going on OnlyFans, validating women, without even her earning anything yet.
Oh yeah, women definitely should earn anything from you. Even a compliment. Me, I don't give compliments. I don't give compliments till like three to four months in. You got to show me you're not just another B. The woman should be fighting for your validation and approval, not the other way around. But yeah, I wish I would like a chick picture and boost her algorithm and comment. Not happening. I'd rather walk on glass.